So this is episode 5 with Brandon Washness. A lot of you guys will know him as Washness Media on the gram, on the YouTube, everywhere.
On the gram.
Everywhere he is, Washness Media. Glad to have him on for episode 5, the first late episode.
Sorry about that. That's my fault.
Oh, yeah, it's all his fault. Go blame him. Go talk to him. Tell him it's his fault we're late. But I do have one important question to start off with before we actually get into it. Since I did drop the Q&A, we had an important question from Andrew Chindakanese. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I think I am. Chicken and cheese, chin, back and knees, all of them.
I like him. He's cool.
The important questions. We're going to get those done first. Well, the important question, singular, is 3 Vans enough? 3 pairs of Vans?
No, I need more.
You need more?
I need one in Colorado. I need one in Florida. One in New York. A couple in Texas. One in Texas.
See, this is funny. I don't know if he is. Oh, he is. See, I had it totally reverse.
Huh.
I thought he was talking about shoes. So you have 2 Van addictions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have way more than 2 pairs of Vans.
Way more than 2 pairs.
Of course, I'm not wearing Vans right now.
Crocs. But you have a Croc addiction, too. How many pairs of Crocs do you have?
I think just 3.
Oh, okay.
Including these, which these aren't like actual Crocs. They're just Adidas knockoff Crocs. Freditas? But I like that these are slides. So you slide them in and out. So
you don't have the strap. You don't have the loop. You can't put those in sport mode.
No,
it's just one. Fine. Just one mode.
It's fine. These are lazy mode all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. How many pairs of Vans do you have, though?
I don't know. Probably like 20.
I remember, I think when I was cat sitting, I like put something in the garbage at one point, and there's just a pair of Vans.
Yeah,
you know, like a beat up pair. I'm like, this is so Brandon.
There's three pairs of Vans in the trash right now because Jesco peed on them.
Oh no, yeah. Jesco's one of his cats.
Yeah,
that's tough. Well, I mean, he could have peed on worse things.
I know he's peed on a lot of things. I was pretty mad about the Vans because like I didn't even notice. I think I wore the black pair a couple times, and I was like, man, it just. Something just smells like cat pee, and it took me a while. And then I looked at the white pair, and I was like, one of those looks kind of yellow. And then I realized all of them had been peed on. And
Stay on you?
I don't know. I never noticed it besides when I put them on. Probably. They're probably on my socks and stuff, but I never noticed. Which that's pretty gross.
Well, that's good. That is pretty gross. We're starting off the podcast well.
Yeah. I have a lot of cats. I have a cat addiction.
Yeah. We're at 4 right now.
Yeah. Had 5. Recently lost one, so we're down to 4.
Rip.
Yeah, R.I.P. Jesco.
Well, he's not peeing on anything anymore.
Yeah.
He is somewhere else.
Yeah, I'd rather have him than...
True.
I'd rather have him peeing on stuff than not have him at all.
True, that's a good point. Yeah.
As lame as that is to say, I'm just the dude.
Well, I kind of know the backstory, but I'm sure there's a little bit more. While you're here, I'm sure a lot of other people are curious. Where did the photography adventure begin? How did that come to fruition?
In high school, I had my car repainted. So I had the same car as that, but like base model. And then I had rear-ended someone. So very similar to you.
Hey, well, I didn't rear-end him. I nosed.
oh, damn, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I rear-ended someone, and my hood ended up looking just like that. And thankfully, my car was slammed. So it just got my hood. It didn't get my... cross member or anything, so fixed it, repainted it, wanted to take pictures of it, found my mom's old camera. I knew she had like some fancy camera. Now I realize it's not fancy at all, but this is better than flip phones back mm-hmm. then, or like
did the have V-touch. A lens that you could take off.
Yeah I had the kit. Oh. Like 18 to 55 or something.
When you're young, that's D50. Fancy.
Yeah. It was a Nikon D50, which now I hate Nikons. And that camera's like the whole kit is like $150 even back then. But I took that, went to go take pictures of my car for Instagram because I wanted something better than my MV Touch photos. And I enjoyed doing it. So I'd go out a couple times a week. And then I had a couple of my car friends from school that they were like, yeah, like I see the pictures that you're taking on Instagram. Like, mm-hmm. can I get some of my car? And sure, why not? And then so we'd go out with them, take them out to the same spots. There's a couple like abandoned buildings in town that we take them to, or we go down to the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
And then people in Seattle would hit me up, like that also had Subarus, like because I'd post them in the local Subaru groups. And then someone in Seattle was like, oh, like I'll pay you like $100 to come out to Seattle and take photos. I'm like,
Okay.
$100 Just go take some pics. I was like, sweet. So I drove out there, took some pictures for him, edited them, obviously. And then, yeah, just kind of snowballed from there. Like, more people would ask, or like, I would just go take photos for other cool Subarus. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they would post them, and then their friends would hit me up, and then just slowly turned into like, oh, like, I can make like a few $100 a week on the side from the car wash doing this. So I just kept going with it, and then I eventually got fired from the car wash and was like, okay, well, I guess to dive into this whole photography thing, and just went into it full time. So I was 17, so I didn't really have many other responsibilities, so it was pretty easy to be like, okay, I'm making enough money from this where I don't have to have a job, and I can just do this full time.
Yes. Yeah. What was your car scene like in high school? Because mine was very lackluster. I'm surprised you even had people that wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a car scene.
No.
Me with a base model slow Subaru wagon, a slammed black Honda Civic, a black WRX that was auto but super loud. He'd always shoot flames.
Sounds pretty high school like. I don't think we had any flame spinning cars.
It was pretty much like that. My friend had a lowered S10. I don't know. It was pretty.
There was one dude that had a really nice old, like from the 80s, I think, lifted Dodge pickup with like a very nice paint job on it.
Yeah, we had the pickup truck guys too. Yeah. There's more pickup truck guys than there were car guys.
That's
we
what you get in Port Orchard.
Yeah, we had like five car guys total, including Isaac with his blue Beamer. Yeah, no, we really
Dude, we gotta have like, I gotta get this set up for four mics, because a show with you and Isaac.
Dude,
Isaac and Isaac Tyler, like that would be fun.
The three of us in the same show would be.
Oh yeah, it would go on forever. Well, I know that you and me both get a bunch of young kids asking like how to start in photography. That just go shoot for free. Like go to shows, get pictures, post them, tag them, and then eventually people will ask you.
Yeah, and it's gotten to the point now where, like, when I first started, paying for photos was a really weird thing. Like, people didn't usually offer to pay or anything like that. And now it's gotten to the point where people know there's, like, automotive photographers that go around. So they're, like, they expect more to pay now. Mm-hmm. And so it's easier to go around, just get, like you said, just go around, get some nice photos. And then when people post them or tag them, eventually it'll lead to a paying thing here or there. And then the more you do, the better you get, the more clients you get. And it just snowballs. It's just... just time.
Yeah. Honestly. A lot of time.
Putting way too much time sometimes.
And I mean, I think even though we both get paid for our shoots now, I think we both still do free shoots here and there. I don't know if you've done one since the GT3 RS, but like even that was just like a fun passion project. It was like,
yeah, no, if
I want to do this.
If it seems fun, I'll still do it. Like the Cybertrucks I just shot, those were for free because it was, I want to get some photos just to shoot one because I think it'd be fun. I don't know if anyone would hire me to shoot one. And then the second one was like, here, throw mine in here. And it was a guy that usually hires me to do a lot of shoots, so like, here, I'll do this one for free just because it's sick. And he let me drive it and take it out and everything, so.
Yeah, getting two in one,
yeah, that was sick.
Which is a perfect segue, because I wanted to ask, because you did post a reel of you driving that. How was that to drive?
Dude, it was awesome.
It was
so cool. Yeah, it was probably one of the cooler, like more fun cars to drive, just because it's like, I don't know, it doesn't feel real.
Yeah,
like, it feels like you're straight up driving something out of Halo. Like, everyone looks at you, there's no screen in front of you. I mean, that's how every Tesla is. There's no screen. It's very minimalistic on the inside, so it feels weird. And I don't usually drive Teslas, so that was a factor I was taking in. And then you don't have a rear view mirror, a traditional one, because it's blocked by like the tailgate
thing that rolls up.
So you get this little thin screen, and then same with your side mirrors, you get cameras for those too if you want. So I was looking at those, and I would see the van driving, and it's like super HD, so that was cool. It seems like everything's just extra high tech, at least compared to what I'm used to. Like the Raptor cameras, you turn them on and it's like 3 megapixels. It's terrible to look at. And then this was, it was nicer than my cameras that I used to film. And, I don't know. You're big, clunky. And then when you turn, you can't do a full, like, you can't sit here and turn it like a steering wheel. I was going to ask you about that, because
it's like steer-by-wire, but, like, it's got, like, a ratio to it for slow speeds. Yeah,
and the rear wheels steer, too. Mm-hmm. And it's really fast. Or, like, you know, when you do like a Lambo, you'll see the wheels move like one, just 2 degrees. Bit, yeah. But this is like an actual pivot.
Huh.
And so like you barely turn left and you feel the whole thing like you feel your back hips shift and you barely move it and you're already like,
which I imagine so is great cool for small parking lots.
Yeah, I could pull UEs better than the van.
Yeah.
Yeah. And things twice the size of the van. And it was just, I was like,
yeah, I don't drive trucks often. So I sound silly, but like, whenever I get in Travis's truck, I'm like, this is not just driving a truck. This is not, that's small though. That ain't an F-150 or a Cybertruck. Yeah. Like, those are a little bit bigger, but I imagine that made it a lot easier.
Yeah,
to maneuver
yeah.
around.
It was bigger than the Raptor, and it was still more maneuverable.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just more fun in general.
I also just love that there's like, I don't know if animosity is the right word, but just like there's so much around this truck that I'm just like,
people just
when
hate
you
it.
Posted about it, I'm like, I don't really hate it that much, but I'm just gonna be like, oh no, I need bleach for my eyes. And then like I go back yesterday and there's like, dude, over 100 likes on that comment. I'm like, damn,
dude, people hate that thing, which I can kind of get, because like, you know, you look at, usually we post supercars that have nice hips and nice body lines and everything, and then you see this fridge that's just on wheels going down the freeway.
Appliance.
Yeah, and on Instagram and on social media, yeah, it definitely looks dumber. But then you see it in person, and like the size of it and like how fast it moves and everything. And it's like, oh, that's, again, it's something straight out of Halo. Like, like this is just a futuristic machine that I'm looking at, which it has its bugs. Like, we got locked out of it and it bricked itself while we had it. And yeah, so it definitely has a lot of bugs, but it's a really expensive toy, street legal toy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not something I would daily or anything like that. But like, if you're a millionaire and you're like, oh, I got a couple hundred thousand to spend on something fun, like that's a good thing to do, because you can take it out with your family, five deep, and still have fun with it. And
Does it look as big in person as it does in the pictures? Because I know the Hummer EV looked huge in the pictures, and then seeing it in person, I'm like, this isn't. Like, I don't think Hummer EVs are any bigger than your Raptor, really.
I think the Hummer EV is bigger.
Not by much.
Though. Not by much.
But man, it looks like it's almost 1.5, two lanes wide on, like, the pictures that we first saw.
Yeah, no, it's
definitely
it's,
not.
It definitely fits within a lane fine.
Mm-hmm. I'd still say it feels big. I've only ever seen one. And that was oncoming side of a freeway for like 3 seconds.
Yeah. I would say it's big. Just, it looks big because it's just imagine you were chiseling out a figure of a car, but you just didn't chisel it out. So like, you just have the whole, you have the whole brick
just
going
a big
down.
Old
yeah.
Brick.
Huh. So like, it's not giant in the sense of like, it's takes up more square footage than another car, but it's just big because nothing's been chiseled away from it. You have the full brick that you're supposed to start with.
Yeah. So both the ones that you shot with, those are both like the top of the line ones, right?
Just the black one. They're all the same size and everything. Mm-hmm. It's just the speed. So like the black one was the Cyber Beast.
Yeah.
So it has three motors. And
is that the one that you drove?
Was fast. Yeah.
That was the one that you drove?
Yeah, it was really fast.
How did that feel? Like?
Like a Plaid, where it's just like a...
I was going to say, that's the only EV I've ever driven was a Plaid.
I mean, a Plaid's still faster probably because it's lighter, but... It was instant. It's just like a roller coaster on demand kind of thing. And anytime whoever else is in your car, you surprise them, just boop.
Yep.
It throws everything back. Like Isaac had a cup of coffee in there and accidentally spilled it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we had to clean that all out like ASAP, pulled up to Starbucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Plaid is the only car that I've driven that has made me feel lightheaded and like mildly sick in my stomach.
Yeah, Plaids are actually ridiculous. Again, those are just that's a more dailyable toy than the Cybertruck, but again, it's just, sure, EVs have their flaws and shit, but it's just an expensive toy.
Yeah, really. I'm curious how the news will do with the Cybertruck when we get more, because I don't remember who I heard speak about it, but someone was like, there's a lot of cars that have this same sort of aura around them, but a lot of it is because they're in limited production, like certain cars that might not look good, but people praise them because they're limited. Like, I know there's a couple ugly Ferraris out there, but they're worth millions because there's not very many of them made. And that's true right now because we don't have any. Well, we don't have very many.
Yeah.
But I'm curious how that'll be once the whole novelty of, oh, look, I saw a Cybertruck for the first time fades away. Because that obviously won't be there in like a year and a half or two.
Yeah, I mean, that'll definitely fade away because everyone will have seen one by then. So seeing one won't be crazy. Like, like seeing a Plaid a couple years ago was like, oh, fuck. Like, that's a Plaid right there. Now it's like, oh,
now you look, see them three times Plaid. A week.
Oh, look, that one's a Plaid. Uh-huh. You know, they're everywhere. But I think with the look of the Cybertruck being so different than any other vehicle on the road, like, it'll still be cool to see one, be like, or like, unique to see one in that sense. It won't be as mundane as a Model S. Yeah.
I do remember the first time I saw a Rivian, which is a little more normal of a looking truck.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was even cool, too. They're
pretty trucks, actually.
They are. I like them a lot. I know some people don't like the front headlights. I do. I think they look kind of cool.
Yeah, they're not my favorite, but I like to see them. I don't know.
Yeah. They're nice. I guess we can do some little promo, because you have a fun event coming up at the end of the month.
On the 27th. Doing a little meet.
Little park imprint. You want to talk about that? What is that going to entail?
Sure. Just having a little meet where usually I sell merch at stuff, but at the last Stance Wars, we brought the printer, and we found out that that gets a lot of sales, especially since you don't have to be like a fan to buy that. You know, a Watch This hoodie, usually you've seen my work or something, so you buy that. But a print, like, people just be like, oh, dude, I can just print my photos? Like, I don't care what this
Worcestershire.
Yeah, whatever this word is up here. I don't care about that. I just want to print a photo. So, like, we're getting a lot of people to print those. So we're going to have a meet at Griot's and just have a meet that's not dedicated to printing, but it's a meet. And then, hey, by the way, we'll have these printers here.
Yeah.
You can come print your photos. And usually I get a lot of photographers coming to meets. So, you know, kind of perfect little segue
and
for
And I
them.
Assume you'll have merch there as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have a new hoodie, new t-shirts.
Stay tuned.
And lighters.
Lighters.
I need to order the lighters actually today. Because Justin just sent me the artwork for it.
What kind of lighter? Is that like a regular?
Just big lighters.
Big, but with a little logo on it?
Yeah, just the design to match the shirt and hoodies. Yeah.
That'll be cool. Little combo merch plug.
And I think I'll just throw them in if people buy the hoodie.
Yeah.
Buy a hoodie or a shirt, and I'll just throw in a lighter probably.
We do have some car news. I've never had a full car news segment on the show because usually it's just tailored towards whoever the guest is. But I saw some funny car news today that I kind of wanted to share. So Cardi B does not have her driver's license.
Yeah.
But there was an interview with her a while ago that she owns all the cars that she raps about anyway. Which I, like, have mad
so she
respect
lie.
For. Yeah. She's like, if I'm going to rap about these cars, I need to own them.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
And Eminem talking about the same thing. He's like, dude, I needed this rhyme, required this car, but I didn't own that car. So I had to go out and buy the car so I could do the rhyme.
Which I respect so much.
Yeah.
Also, like, it also doesn't matter to them much either.
Yeah.
Like, they can go buy it.
Or just spending $30 to go get a hamburger.
Yeah.
Much. Yeah.
She's learning how to drive now.
Oh, that's good.
Good for
about
her.
Time.
She's getting her driver's license, so... Maybe that's because in her next song, she's rapping about driving one of them.
Yeah.
And not owning them.
I feel like even if you don't need to drive like someone as famous or rich as that, like the skill of driving is still pretty useful or could come in handy.
You never
like
know
even
when you're
going to get kidnapped. Like,
situation.
Yeah. Like, oh, I got to drive this car. But if you've never driven one before, that's scary.
Question for you. That's all for the car news segment, by the way. I literally don't have anything else to talk about. Except for
quick segue.
I saw that today. I was like, I want to bring this up because that's funny. A question that I'm sure you've had often, but it'll be fun to discuss, I think, with someone else being me because I might not even have my final answer. Money, no object. Still living here, doing the driving that you do. Three car garage. What would be?
Three car garage.
Just three. I could dumb it down to two, but I feel like three is a little easier. Would the Subi stay?
Is it like three cars for driving, or like it has to be like the minivan and a truck and?
I would say
that's what it complicates.
Media vehicles can be in a separate garage.
Okay, so it's just three fun cars.
Yeah,
three fun cars for driving.
I'll give you mine. So I think, for me, it would probably be. Actually, this is new because the new TRD Pro got released. And I think I would have the brand new TRD Pro.
Interesting.
The Forerunner. New Forerunner TRD Pro.
No money object?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it would just be a fun little daily, and I can off-road, whatever. And then Carrera GT.
Yeah.
Would be in there.
And then?
And then, fuck, now I'm... I was going to say SLS AMG, but, like, SLS AMG and Carrera GT are both two-doors, two-seaters. I mean, the 4Runner isn't. But I feel like there should be a fun sedan in there. But there are no rules, so...
Yeah, there are no rules. Right now, I have SVJ, GT3 RS. I'm just trying to think of the third car. I want something four-door.
Raptor R?
A wagon. No, probably not a truck.
I think I would swap. I might swap the 4Runner for a Raptor R.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, no money, no object. Why go for the Honda Civic? The Honda Civic of all trucks. Right. Well, of trucks, like, they're the ones that...
Yeah.
Crazy mass produced. Not that a Raptor or F-150 isn't, but fuck, GT3 RS.
That's SVJ. A good one. What gen GT3 RS? The new one?
991. 2. Yeah.
Dot 2. Okay.
Or 992. Honestly,
too. I do think the 1.2 looks better than the 992.
Yeah, it's like 50-50 for me. Yeah. It depends on the colors and everything. I just think the 991s are more. Classic looking Porsche, but the 992s.
Dude, the 991.
The cut in the side of the 992s and then the DRS is really cool.
991.2 Speedster would be good though, too.
Speedster. So that's like no wing, no nothing, right?
It's the. You got like no roof with like the.
Oh, yeah. It's got
the hump on the back, but it's basically a GT3.
If I'm getting a Porsche, it's 3RS.
I might see GT for that one.
And then probably the third car is like the older RS6 Avant. So not the one that's out right now, but the one before that. The one that's not available in the US. Just
with the V10?
Is it a V10? I thought it was bi-turbo V8.
They made a V10 Avant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm assuming the V8 bi-turbo because that's the only one I've heard. And that's the one that sounds super throaty.
Yeah, I was rewatching old Top Gear episodes a couple of months ago, and they were reviewing the V10 Avant, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a
this
thing.
This was another holy grail of a car that we didn't get in the States. And now that I'm bringing that up. So, I'd probably do Raptor R, the V10 Avant, and then Carrera GT.
That's pretty good. I'm trying to think if I want to swap out a car for a truck. But I don't, because I want the V12, I want the Porsche, and I want the wagon.
That's fair. You just never, ever do any off-roading.
Yeah, but I like doing that, so that's why, I need a truck.
You do need a truck.
If anything, I would swap the RS6 for...
For a truck?
Yeah, but I just get the same one I have now, just the second-gen Raptor.
Raptor?
Yeah. I just like the second-gen more than the third-gen looks-wise, even though the third-gen has, like, cooler features.
Yeah.
Obviously, better technology.
Second-gen looks the best. I wish we got second-gen with the V8.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Yeah.
Like, the holy grail of pickups.
Yeah.
The Gen 1 V8 and a second gen.
The V6 is fast. It just sounds like
it doesn't sound good. And yeah,
it's not good.
I don't know, because they're not that fuel efficient. I can't imagine the V8s were either. But I don't know how much better. I mean, the
EcoBoost isn't bad. What do you think I get?
I'm assuming you're like low 20s.
Oh, God, no. Not even that.
You're not?
No, 14.
Oh, it's not even that bad.
People usually assume like 8 or 9.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because that's usually what trucks get is like 10.
Yeah, I knew max. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. But no, the 14. And then when I did the exhaust, it bumped it up to like 15.
You got more?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it breathes better.
I guess so. Yeah. Especially with no resonator in there.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, I fucked up with that.
Hopefully, maybe we'll see a resonator back in there someday. Isaac.
Yeah.
We'll see. Speaking of cars getting work done on, Are we able to talk publicly about garage update plans?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Or is that because you have a lot of fun, cool updates going on for the Washness garage?
Yeah, I mean, not terribly a lot, but just doing the... We're adding another two-car garage, but actually insulated. So for people who don't know, the whole shop that we have isn't insulated. It's just a bare metal... It's just a concrete slab with a metal and wood frame around it, pretty much. And so there's no insulation, but we want to start offering PPF and wraps and tints and stuff like that, but we need an insulated garage to do that. So we're turning the horse stalls into a big two-car garage that's all insulated. So we can start doing that, and then whatever leftover money we have after doing that, we're going to buy some kind of car to start fixing, and then probably flipping, move on to the next car, flip, move
is
up.
Is the idea set on what that car will be, or is that no. We'll see whatever we can afford whatever, at that point?
Whatever gets totaled within 2 weeks before we decide to start looking for a car is probably what we'll end up with.
Is that what you want to end up bringing down to Monterey if that happens, or are you just going to fly?
Oh, no. Monterey.
Whatever works.
Just bring the van, yeah. Probably. Yeah. I'll probably just drive a van down to the Bay Area, and then if we need a second van, grab the Bay Area van and bring that down.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably won't bring any, like, cool cars. And if I do, it'll just be, like, Danny P's or something like we did last year. Or whoever we end up mobbing down with. Yeah. I don't know.
Is there any fun projects in the work for Monterey? I know we're quite early.
No. The only thing is a little thing with Koenigsegg, but I don't have the full plan run down yet.
Just saying a little thing with Koenigsegg is kind of wild.
Just, yeah, that's the only thing I have planned is I know I'm supposed to do something with Koenigsegg with a friend. We just don't know.
That's exciting.
The exact days or exactly what, but they want us to do something for them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I will definitely be down there again. I don't know. There's just nothing like it.
Yeah, dude. Koenigseggs are crazy.
They are. That was, I mean, and it's like you see all these pictures of cool cars, and there's cool cars up here, but there were so many like firsts down there, like
when you're at Car Week.
Yeah, just yeah, like I've yeah, never yeah. seen a Pagani.
Oh yeah, yeah. You'll find there.
Never
everything.
Seen a Koenigsegg.
Yep.
Till I was down there,
and then you're there for 5 minutes. You're like check.
They're all there within like the first day. I'm just like, this is crazy, and then. Jack was like, this is kind of cool to like see you witness this for the first time, because he's been going down there for like years.
That's how it was with Isaac too this last year.
Yeah,
he was going nuts.
Do you know Merrick Kirkland Exotics?
I've heard of or seen Kirkland Exotics, but I haven't met him.
He's my age. He gets like way more freaked out at cool cars than I do.
Yeah,
and he's gonna be down there with me.
Oh yeah,
and
he
Jack
changes mine then.
this year. And I'm, like, really excited to see how he reacts, because I'm like, he's going to flip his shit when he goes down there. And that's going to be fun.
No, there's always, as you're walking around, there's, like, 10, 11 groups of just little, I don't want to say little kid photographers, but, like, probably, like, just got out of high school or just getting into college, and they're all flocking around together, chasing cars with phones. Yeah, and it's like, oh, there they go. And then you see a car drive up the street, and this is a little flock on the sidewalk following up the street.
Well, dude, we went last year. We were just mobbing 17 Mile one night, and there's just a Bugatti and an R34 parked next to each other. I was like, this is
that's average.
Fucking tits.
Yeah.
This is cool. And then we go down, like, next stop over, there's a white Koenigsegg parked down there with a bunch of photographers surrounding it.
Of course.
And I leave, didn't think much of it. Like, I got my little cell phone video because I didn't have my camera on me. I get back home. Alex Penfold was there at the same spot.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
just like,
yeah.
I had no idea that I was in the vicinity
of
Alex
God.
Penfold. Like,
he's probably my favorite car photographer.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
Him and Mark Saint Media are my two
he's
favorites.
Good. He's good.
I'm sure there's names that, like, I've gawked over the years, but there's something in my mind right now, but those are the first two that
Aaron Brimhall has been one of my favorites recently.
Yeah, he's kind of like Alex Penfold, huh?
He's pretty good.
There's I feel like there's a lot of secondary Alex Penfolds, if that makes sense. There's a lot of people that shoot very similar to Alex Penfold, but like not quite as good of
he's
like compositions
him.
Or colors, but they're like
yeah.
the same exact style. You're like, oh, that almost looks like an Alex photo, not quite. There's like 10 of those guys, and then you see an Alex Penfold photo, and you're like,
oh. I was scrolling through. Did you see his recent set on the Sesto Elemento?
Yeah. Is it his first time seeing a customer spec one or something in 10 years? Or
there was one photo where he shot, because they've got like the 10 holes on the back on the engine cover, and it was like just the shot of that, but it also happened that like the Lamborghini etching on the valve cover was just
that.
Seen perfectly through that hole, and I was
I saw that.
Just like the attention to detail of that was like so cool to me, because I would have just walked up there and got a regular picture of the little five holes, but like to even think about that was pretty cool.
Yeah, him and Mark are both really good at that.
Yeah,
and Renz is really good at detail shots too.
Yeah,
you follow Renz? You know Renz?
I do. Yeah. He's in Japan now, isn't he? Renz JPEG.
Yeah.
He's cool too.
I'm assuming he's in LA.
I got mixed up with.
Oh, there's another one.
Ren, R-E-N-N Media.
Oh, that one.
The dude with the MR2 that was up here for a minute.
Oh yeah.
Harrison.
Harrison. Yeah. Dude, what the fuck? Dude, I like his name a lot, and then of course when I need to say it, spaces me.
Yeah, because when I had the Miata, we did a little shoot with like his little MR2 down in Manchester.
Yeah.
And the Miata, and then he left to Japan, and he seems like he's doing some cool,
busy
stuff.
He's shooting with one of my friends in Japan, actually. One of the guy that I went to Hawaii and filmed his 350Z, he moved to Japan, and then when Harrison went to Japan, they ended up linking up, and that guy now has like a Stance R34.
That's cool.
And so he shot with him a bunch, and then Harrison was shooting the Xavier Wolf, I think, and then linked my friend up with Xavier Wolf, so now my friend's car is in Xavier Wolf's video or something like that. That's what it looked like from my point of view.
Small world.
Yeah, looking at stories, but yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Seeing different friends over across the country or across the world.
Yeah.
Doing cool car things.
That's super cool. I know there's a couple of fun, like small things like that. Do you know, I can't remember his last name, but his Instagram's MGFR Garage, but he had.
Does he have the orange stuff?
Yeah, the orange McLaren.
With a cat?
Yeah, those videos. So Merrick goes to college in Boston, and he originally met Mike in Boston because he also went to college in Boston.
Mm.
And then Mike moved over here, and then Merrick visited back over here, and then they were both here, and they were like, I know you, but they both, like, I know Mike because here in cars, but then Merrick knows Mike because they went to college together in Boston.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's cool. Yeah,
small world.
And then he had a college, Bentley University, I think is where he goes, and they had a car show for that. And then he hit me up. I guess there was some relatively famous female car influencer or whatever that ended up at the car show.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, hit me up, and he was like, so I didn't expect this person to be here. I'm like, why does this person look so familiar? I was like, oh, yeah, I ate In-N-Out with her the first time I ever ate In-N-Out. She was there. Yeah, that was on the way back. Is that the last day of Monterey Car Week?
Hmm.
I experienced In-N-Out for the first time ever.
Yeah, In-N-Out at Car Week's cool. There's always something sick in the
drive-through or the parking lot. I had In-N-Out since.
Oh, really? But I used to hate In-N-Out. No, I like it. I hate the fries, but I like the burgers now.
Yeah, I got the fries animal style, and I wish I didn't, because I didn't get utensils, and it's just not...
messy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not finger food friendly.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of animal style. Everyone always tells me, oh, put it all animal style. I'm like, that's where I first tried. I don't like it. I don't know.
I wish I just picky would have gotten regular, but it's good.
Yeah.
Do you ever take your cars through drive-thrus? Are you like?
Yeah.
You go through it.
Yeah.
Same. I don't care.
Do some people care?
My dad a little bit. Some other people. I know some people are like, no food in my car.
Oh, I don't care.
I'm like, I wash my car.
Yeah.
I don't care. I ate
as long as you don't like spill.
Yeah.
Like I have napkins and stuff.
How's it pronounced? Acetinos. However you pronounce that Mexican restaurant.
Acetinos. Yeah.
Yeah. I ate a whole burrito. In my car.
Yeah.
That was a mess.
Yeah.
And an Oreo churro.
An Oreo churro.
Yeah. I think I had to get out of my car like 3 times to brush myself off. Yeah. It made a mess. I won't ever do that again. That's probably the messiest thing.
Yeah, no, I'll avoid stuff like that. Yeah. But even if I do, I have a vacuum in my garage.
Yeah. I don't do it in other people's cars.
Yeah, I don't.
But
unless they're like, oh, dude, eat. I don't care. I'm like, all right. But I'll just keep the food closed till we get back to the house.
I did go through a drive-through coffee spot in the R8. But I feel like coffee doesn't really count. Drink, that's a drink. Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you don't spill.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Speaking of other people's cars, you've had the fun experience of driving a lot of fun cars.
Fortunately.
Due to your job, which has been fun. What's been the favorite out of the ones you've driven? Maybe maybe not even like the most enjoying to drive, but the one that like sticks out. You're like, yeah, I had fun with that one.
The one that I feel like is like the biggest flex is Danny's ACR.
That is a that 2200
horsepower AC twin turbo Calvo ACR. But it wasn't, it was a lot of fun, but I also didn't like, I couldn't like floor it.
I'd be scared too.
Well, there's that, and we had it in like break-in miles.
Oh,
like he just it so just got finished, and then we're going to car week,
mm-hmm.
and we met up with Danny, met up at his house. He has the 720 and the ACR, and we're about to drive down to Monterey. He's like, okay, like take the ACR. And we're like, oh,
okay,
yes, sir,
say less,
yeah, can do. And then, but yeah, it was break-in miles, like we couldn't hammer it. I think I got one 90% pull and like a couple 80%, and it was very scary, but it was a lot of fun.
Did that have a sequential?
Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
Was it Calvo built?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a Calvo Viper. Yeah, that's the one that like is the biggest flex to me, like stand out. Like it sounds the coolest to say, but I think my favorite one was when my friend gave me his Performante for the day, like a straight pipe Performante, which is a car that I really want.
Yeah.
And it was straight piped, no like back bumper.
Your dream car.
Yeah. And it was in satin black with green calipers, exactly how I'd want it. And I was driving it around San Francisco for the day. And that was.
That's cool.
That was like my one of my favorite days.
How long ago was that?
No, 3 or 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was quite a while ago.
That's exciting. That's exciting. I will say the clip, the little reel, I think reel or TikTok that you posted when you drove. The SVJ.
Oh, and yeah, then
called your mom on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's cool. Like, that's inspiring as hell.
Yeah, as we were ripping by her house. Yeah, the SVJ was another really good one. I don't know why I didn't even think of that. I think the SVJ was not quite as fun as a perf because we were with the owner, which SVJ is a lot more finicky of a car than a Performante. Like, obviously, the V10 or, yeah, the V10s and the perfs mm-hmm. and the transmissions, they're, you can beat them all day long and they're mm-hmm. fine. Or the SVJ, like they're more picky.
Yeah.
And scary to drive, and it's a lot more expensive of a car. So like it was a lot cooler car and definitely more of a dream car for me. So it should be more fun. Mm-hmm. But I think the you stress level of that and the owner being there. So like, okay, I can't even if I did romp on it super hard, I'd be like, I hope he's not mad about that. And that's just not a fun feeling to have.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I feel like there was one more that I wanted to mention, right?
I know.
It was recent, too.
Oh, recently? Oh.
I feel like, I don't know. I
was going to throw out the twin turbo R8, but that was a couple of years ago, too.
Yeah, Danny's twin turbo. Yeah, that was a cool one. That was 1,400 horsepower. Mm-hmm. Danny's 458.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was cool. That's another special car that I won't forget that one. And like, so we spent the whole day filming in Seattle, and then he had just stayed with me and stayed in the Seattle area for a few days, and he's about to go home. And I didn't put two and two together until like we're going to the airport, or like until we were at the airport. But he's like, oh yeah, like once we're done filming, like let's end it at the airport so I can leave. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. We get to the airport. He's like, okay, here, hands me the keys. And I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even realize like, I got to drive this thing, and obviously I live an hour from the airport, mm-hmm. so you got a good amount of time.
Do you think he, like, planned that? He's like, I'm not going to tell him and just surprise him?
No, I'm pretty sure it's just how the day ended up working out. Like, we didn't know what was going to happen, and then he just trusts me with his cars for some reason. And I also was on my way, after that shoot, I was planning to go buy the Bay Area minivan in Seattle.
Mm.
So he gave me that, and I was like, oh shit. So I have that and the other minivan that we just used to film. Go meet up with this little Asian couple in mm-hmm. Bellevue. Pull up in this bagged Ferrari that's super astronomically loud.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what the hell is this? Like, why are you in a Ferrari? I'm like, it's just a friend's, yada, 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 whatever. And then went to go take the van on a test drive and gave them the keys to the Ferrari. I'm like, here, don't steal it, please. Like, but this is just in case I don't come back with your van.
And uh-huh.
Did the test drive, came back, left with two minivans and the 458. So I had my two friends driving behind me in sequence.
Little convoy.
Yeah. All the way back to my house. And then, yeah, I had the car in my driveway and got a little Polaroid of it and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, that car's special to me. I like that one. Hopefully it doesn't get destroyed.
So how did it get back down there?
Huh?
How did it make it back down to
Jack drove it back down. That's right. When Jack Jack brought it up and then it was up here for that like 2 weeks or whatever.
Weekfest.
So me and Danny were driving around and then Jack brought it back down to Weekfest LA.
Oh, so it did both Weekfests?
Yeah. Because
I think it was a Weekfest up here. Something.
I'm pretty sure that's how it was. Yeah, we did Weekfest up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, 2 weeks later, there was Weekfest LA.
Mm-hmm. Or
I forget what happened.
Something
it was
like some, that.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, so I can't completely remember, but
that'd be an interesting car to road trip down that far. No thanks.
That would be a headache. God.
Like, I think
it's a lot quieter inside.
Yeah.
But it's still a very droney noise.
Yeah. I think he got a flat on the way down there, if I remember.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Didn't
he got a flat, and we were driving down in the van and we passed them.
Oh,
We were driving down I-5 and we're like, dude, is that a 458? Is that a GT3? Is that Danny?
Huh?
Is that Danny's GT3 458 on the side of the road? Like, what the hell? So we pulled over on the next exit, asked them if they need help. They said they already had it all covered and couldn't use us. So we just like stuck around the area until they were like, 100% good,
to
got
go.
The tires, and
then
we continued down to LA and met them down there. But that was pretty funny.
That's funny.
In the middle of bumfuck
nowhere,
California.
Yeah. I want to drive down there at some point.
To LA or to like Monterey?
Just SoCal in general. Just like do the fun,
like all the way
coastal
along the coast.
Yeah.
Me and my brother really want to do that.
I really want to do it in the Miata. And I don't think that'll be happening.
No.
Anytime soon. Maybe in a future Miata. I don't know if I'll ever own another Miata. We'll see. I want one, but
never say never.
I might just get a Lotus instead.
Whatever makes you happy. A Lotus would be good.
It would be fun.
It's a good driver car.
Yeah.
And they're like T-tops, aren't they? So
you
take the tops off?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, Scott Kipps. Every time I talk to Scott about what car I'm going to get next, he's like, you don't need a four-door. Your friends can drive themselves.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn it, Scott. Like,
I don't know. Four-door is nice. I like wagons because
if
I need to do anything, I don't have to like have a separate car for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can just do it in this car.
Yeah.
I have the sway bar in the back now, or the strut bar, so that makes it a little hard for like big things. But for the most part, I can still slide long boxes under there and do everything I need to do in this.
Like express
wagons,
rally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we'll see. I'd like to do that again this year.
Oh, definitely.
We shall see.
I love doing the rallies. Yeah, so I thought this was going to be my first podcast, but my first one was actually the Express Rally podcast a couple years ago. I remember
that's
that today.
Right.
Yeah. It was a long time ago, but and it wasn't a video one. It was just photos.
Mm-hmm.
Or
just audio?
Just photos.
Photos.
Yeah, just audio.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on one. I don't even think it ever got published, though.
Yeah,
I never saw it.
It's on Spotify.
I don't think my episode ever got published.
Oh.
It got, like, it was just really stupid. It was
Were you
like
boring?
It was complete opposite. It was the last episode they recorded that day. I think we started recording at, like, 8 p.m.
Oh, so just tired.
And about half of the episode was us just saying, Scott, you're short jokes.
Gotcha.
To the point where he just left.
Yeah.
Just
oh, really?
Left the call. Like, we were like, I forget what someone said, but he was like, yeah, I like took a peek in your AMG and there was like a child seat on the driver's side. And he just left the call.
He was pretty short.
Yeah. He has apparently a short temper too. So not really. But
if he's done 3 podcasts in one day, it was already 8 o'clock doing another one.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll get shared at some point.
Probably not. If it
probably
hasn't
not.
Already.
No.
Yeah.
Because that was a long time ago. But who knows? Maybe there'll be another one now that I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe I can have Scott on here at some point. Will he? Do you know if he'll be over for this one?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't. Because he was in town for the last one, right? I know he was
times.
For the
first
one.
He came
to
the last
went.
One, rode with me. And then the one before that, he brought his Supra.
Yes, that's right.
So hopefully he'll come again. Or no, the one before that, he wasn't there. Then the one before that, he brought a Supra.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. Because he didn't have the Supra.
So if he keeps the pattern up, he won't be at this one.
Yeah.
But hopefully he will be.
Hopefully.
I don't even know what the route would be for this year.
Yeah, we'll see. Doesn't Doesn't TJ kind of help with the route a little bit?
TJ Photo?
Yeah. I think so.
Just because he's media, so he just, like, helps with scouting it. And then Chris Huey, which is part of the Express Rally, he comes out and, I think, maps something out.
Yeah.
And he usually asks me for suggestions, but you can only go so many. I hope we're in the corner, more east. So we can only go so
I want to go more east.
Yeah, it's just hard because there's nothing interesting east. It's just flat desert.
True. I know someone mentioned like there's a bunch of fun driving roads in Idaho.
Yeah, but just getting out to Idaho. And if you want to keep it into a weekend long thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to start it.
You'd have to mob out there on straight roads that most people are going to be like, oh, this is boring. And then stay out there for a day or two and then mob back. I think you'd
probably want to start it there. Like, have everyone drive there.
Yeah.
Before the day of. I don't know.
But that'll knock out, like, half the people because, like, I wouldn't want to go then.
Yeah.
If it's all the way in Idaho, like, I don't want to do that.
True.
That's too far. Like, there's it's some tough
because there's only so many roads around here.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We're in a corner. It's like we can only go so far north because when we hit Canada, can't go west because when we hit water.
Yeah.
South is just Oregon, but then you run into the same problem. Like once you get past the 3-hour mark down south, it's boring.
Yeah, 101's kind of hit or miss.
Which one's that? Oh, just along the coast?
Up north, but on this side of the water.
So yeah, up the coast probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got to have something that's near, like, a go-kart track or some kind of amenities or...
True, yeah.
And a racetrack.
Which there isn't up there.
Yeah. I liked what they did last year with the track day in Oregon, where, like, we mobbed out past Multnomah Falls out that way, up into Oregon, raced, and then that whole...
That track was cool. And it was just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I like that. And I like the drive out there, because I like that whole section along the water, which is mostly straight roads, and you just go, like, 100 or... 100 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
Easily and not be a danger to anybody, really.
Well, depending on the car, the Miata did that, but it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
The Audi would do it easier.
Yeah, the Audi's much faster than the Miata for sure.
Especially now.
Did you get it back yet?
What?
The Audi?
No. So we...
I guess that's why you're driving the truck, huh?
Yeah. So, figured out the misfire. It needs two new supercharger intercoolers.
Two?
Yeah, it has two.
Why two?
They're both bad. Leaking coolant into cylinder 6. Ugh. Pretty bad, which is...
So what, head gasket?
No, just the supercharger. I could pull it up, but the supercharger core and then the intercooler. The head gasket's fine.
Mechanic just sends you the thing and just says, shit's fucked.
Dude, basically, Joey sent me a picture back and he just said, part it out, LOL. Yeah. I'm like, fuck you.
Audis suck. When
dude,
it
does. So
when they break. And they break often.
They do. Well, and I was listening to Matt Farah talk about it and it made sense because it's like at 100,000 miles. Because someone asked him, he was like, they were like, why do Japanese cars just last longer? And, like, Audis and Mercedes and Beamers just always break at, like, 100,000 miles. Like, do they just not care about reliability or what? And it's just, like, the tolerances that Germans set up their motors for to get, like, that much performance out of them naturally just won't last as long.
Yeah.
Because they're just squeezing a little bit more power out of them than, like, Japanese cars. And they're always, like, one step ahead of Japanese cars as well, which makes sense. Which is why I have to pay a shit ton to fix it.
Yeah, fuck
and
that.
Why maintenance costs are naturally more. I mean, it make like even like the Aston Martin Valkyrie is like that, but like times 10, like the tolerances on that motor are like so much more tighter than even an S4, and it will just cost more to maintain and keep. But yeah, it needs new intercoolers, and then it was also leaking a little bit into cylinder 3. Not as bad. I didn't know about that, but not as bad as 6, but I'm going to fix that. And then it'll be back, hopefully, tail end of next week, if not sometime the week after that.
Hopefully.
We'll see. I just want it back before April 27th, so I can do that Leavenworth drive with Travis.
Just get it back.
Yeah.
Do the drive. Sell it.
I don't know.
Get rid of it. I don't want to. Get rid of it before it implodes again.
It's tough, because I'm like, I paid 20 for it. It ain't worth 20. And
why'd you pay 20 for it?
Huh?
Then why'd you pay 20 for it?
Well, because I was stupid.
Yeah.
And I recognize that now. Every car I buy from now on, I will be doing a PPI on. Lessons learned. But I'm also like in this situation where it's like, okay, starting Pacific Exotics as a brand, like, I gotta hold up my reputation. I'm not gonna like turn around and sell this car
for more than it's worth. Reputation.
Because if you highlight, it has more problems than just that.
But I mean, like,
there are more problems. It needs new bushings all the way around, and upper and lower control arms.
But I'm just confused on the reputation part. What are you talking about?
With the intercooler part, I'm not going to get everything all fixed at once. It needs almost $10,000 worth of maintenance.
Yeah.
For a car that I paid $20,000 for.
Yeah.
So even after I get like the misfire fixed, it's worth like, I don't know, maybe 14.
Yeah.
And I also don't own it outright. So I'm like, I'm losing money either way. And if I... like,
oh, you're saying you're trying to make money off the
car. If I got the misfire fixed and was like, hey, here it is, $20,000, and then someone later, you know, down the road is like, damn, you didn't tell me about all this stuff, then it's like,
well, so who's doing the work on the car right now?
Autobahn Autoworks, which is a reputable shop.
Well, the reputable part I'm not even worried about. It's the, you would have saved a lot of money just doing it yourself.
I would have, but I also don't really know, like, I'm not that mechanically inclined. I could have done it all on the Miata.
YouTube.
But
how to change out a supercharger scares me. X year.
I could have.
S4.
But I don't know if it would run after I put it back together.
Yeah. It's a risky take, yeah.
It scares me. It wouldn't have with the Miata because it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But that car, I'm just like.
It's a lot scarier.
It's so much different. And I'm just like, I don't know. I'll let someone who knows what they're doing touch it, because if I touch it, it might not go back on the road.
Should have just stuck with a cheap NA little car.
I should have. I kind of pondered when I first thought about selling it. I was talking to Travis yesterday, because that's when I got the phone call about the work that needs to be done, and it was such an emotional roller coaster. I was just like so down in the dumps yesterday and just frustrated and in a shitty mood. But I was like talking to Travis over the phone, which I'll have to get Travis on the podcast at some point. I was like, I've wanted to scratch the SW20 MR2 itch for a time. MR2. Oh, SW20 is the body style.
Yeah, you should get an MR2 over the
smooth body lined MR2.
Dude, sell the S4 and buy two MR2s. You'll have a backup for when the first MR2 breaks, and you'll still have $4,000 left over to fix the MR2 when it breaks.
I really want a manual MR2 with the T-top. And I found a listing for one that was like 9,500 or 10.5 or something.
That's not bad.
And okay, Travis being the smart person was like, this is a silly only car. Like,
The
S4 makes sense as a only car. The Miata didn't.
I don't know. My friend Thomas would vouch for it.
Yeah.
He'd tell you to do it.
So would Scott.
Yeah. So Scott would tell you to do it.
He
too.
Would. And it's mid-engine. But I was like, huh, okay, you know, it's not really the smartest daily choice.
Well, how often do you use your back, like, seats or trunk?
That's what I was thinking. Like, I daily the Miata for over 2 years.
Yeah.
I could daily this for the summer and then buy, like, a older 4Runner or something as a daily later.
Well, that and the MR2 value will probably keep going up, so...
It probably will. I mean, the S4 ain't going down.
You'll sell it for the same price in 2 years, so you don't lose money on it.
Yeah.
And then you just keep maintaining it and fixing little things here on it, and the value will creep up a little bit here. And you'll put in $100, and you'll only go up $50 in value, but over time. And we'll gives you a quality car that stays on the road.
Yeah. I chatted with Beck a little bit on the last podcast. At the end, I threw out how I've kind of, in the back of my head, thought maybe a Model 3 might be the next daily.
Model 3. Oh, that'd be great, actually.
Just
to save money.
Just save money. You can get a Model 3 for low 20s now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, eventually, not soon, but I was like, maybe in the next couple of years, I have a daily Model 3.
Dude, and it'll be faster than either of your cars.
And then whatever the enthusiast car is at that point, C6, Z06, or a Lotus Elise.
Yeah.
Would be parked next to that.
Just keep the Tesla.
Yeah. And then there would be no reason to have the S4.
I would say do that, honestly. It's either... I just think you should sell the S4, because I hate Audis. Unless you're getting an R8, like, you're just looking for problems. Like, I like B5 S4s, and people turbo them and launch them, anti-lag them, all that. But such an expensive car for...
It is. It's very expensive.
It's not a meh car, but it's like a... Just... There's nothing great about it. I mean, I can't talk. I have that thing. But, like, for the amount... That's also... You can buy those for $2,000 or $1,500, you know, not $20,000.
Yeah. Well, and I have the same viewpoint, too. It's like there's not one thing about that car that really sticks out, except for the fact that it seems red to do a lot of stuff really good.
Like what?
Just, like, it's a great daily. It has four doors. Yeah. It's comfortable. I can still take it to car shows because it's still a sports car.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Over 400 wheel horsepower. And it gets nearly 30 miles per gallon. It does a lot of things very well.
Yeah. And it's comfortable, probably.
Yeah. It's very comfortable. The Miata, it was like, it handles great. That's it.
Yeah.
That's literally, it handles great. Everything else sucks. It's slow. It's noisy, not in a good way. And it's built like a little tin can. But it handles really freaking well. Yeah. And that was good about it. But like the S4, it's like jack of all trades, master of none. Which is perfect for me right now since it's the only car I have.
Except that you don't even have it. True. You're spending a lot of money to
fix it. True.
It goes back to they suck.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what.
I don't know. Either a Model 3 or get a cheap enthusiast car like a MR2.
Yeah.
Or something. Which MR2, if you went from a Miata, MR2 is great for you. As long as you don't care about not having cargo space, really.
Yeah.
Which if you don't use it on a regular basis, then you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know if I'll have an older two-seater like that until I get like a Model 3 or something comfortable. Yeah. With how often I drive to Seattle, it kind of sucked.
Then do that. Just do the Model 3 to save money. Yeah. And be financially responsible. And even just bring your followers along for the ride with you. Like, all right, I'm doing this because it's what I should do.
Yeah.
I'd rather get a fun car in a year for you guys than be struggling with this fun car that's not actually very fun.
Yeah.
And it's cost me money. Yeah, and save up for MR2 or something, the stock one, something stock, and then you build it up.
Yeah.
Keep going up from there.
Yeah, maybe. A little K-swap Toyota MR2. Or
is that what people do to them? K-swap them?
Some people throw upgraded Toyota motors in them. Just big turbo or supercharge them.
A 2J and a little tiny MR2.
Yeah. Dude, that would probably be a ripper. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
A 2J won't fit in mine, so I'd have to do a 1J.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wanted to do a 2J. But a 1J is also a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, there was at the last Cars and Coffee at Griot's, there was an old Toyota pickup with a 1J in it.
I saw that. Yeah.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
I was like, Travis was like, you have to go look at this. And I was like, okay, looks cool.
Yeah, that's why I saw it. And he was like, look under the hood of that Toyota.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look, a Toyota motor.
Oh. That was cool. Well, before we wrap it up, is there anything else anyone should know? Is there any fun things coming up? I know you have the merch drop.
I don't think so.
No? Just boring Brandon?
Yeah, life goes on.
Typical.
I don't know.
Yeah. PPF Bay soon. Garage update soon. New merch drop soon. I'm your hype man right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to do, but I don't want to say everything I'm doing or anything, because then it's just not going to happen. If you say it's going to happen, it's not. The only reason I'll say the PPF and the merch is because the merch is on its way to my house right now.
Yeah.
It's happening. And the siding on the garage is already down. The beam is there. That's happening. Concrete's there. It's like, those are happening, so I can say that those are happening. But that's say... All these other big plans.
Yeah, true.
They're not going to come to life. I've learned that.
Show up to Park and Print.
Yes.
Since I probably won't be there if my car is working.
Yes.
If my car is broken, I will be there.
And just come hang out, eat some food,
Oh yeah, come for the food. Don't even show up for this guy.
No, no, come seriously, for the food. Just come hang out for the cars.
There's gonna be food trucks.
Race Exotics is going, so there'll be cool exotic cars.
Yeah.
Take pictures of those.
Hell yeah.
Walk over, airdrop the print to my computer. Print. Scan your credit card on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys have Android, you'll just have to email. Sorry.
Yeah, they will. But that's what we usually have to do.
Yeah, it'll be super easy. Prints on demand.
Yeah.
Hella fun.
Yeah.
All right. We will catch you guys hopefully next week. Maybe. Next one might be late too, since this one's late. It might be a new trend. We'll see.
I've changed the course.
Dude, yeah. I really want to upgrade this thing and get a couple this people on. It'd be fun to do.
You feel like and a table Isaac where we're facing each other would be nice.
Yeah.
Because like, I feel like I'm talking to just a tripod.
You like talk to this and then look this way. And yeah, you got to think about both.
I think that's why I like Joe Rogan's, because he's just like.
Yeah.
And it's just a camera looking at these two dudes having a conversation.
Which is nice, because he has two cameras too, so he can do that. It's a little different with one.
I brought you four today.
I didn't
even. Could use more?
Could have. Hey, next time. We'll just have you again, like months from now.
Yeah, I need to set up a podcast room.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing.
Hint.
Yeah. That's another thing going into the garage is a podcast room.
Yeah.
But that hasn't started, so you didn't hear me say that.
No one. There's actually a what room? There's just a spare room in there somewhere.
It's just a room. Yeah. Just empty void space.
Yeah. It's not even there. Yeah. All right. Well, we will catch you guys later. All of his info will be in the description, so you can go follow him. But you guys probably already follow him if you're listening to this anyway. Three vans isn't enough, and we'll see you guys next week.
Toodles, my G. Kyle will like that.